Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
And yeah, we are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, during 657 AM. We are on Jikelele Radio Council Heartland, and we are I Am Youth. And yes, right now you are with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock when Germany, Yanni Belsa takes you through with perspective. And I'm not alone. I am now joined by Dr. Tlailan. But before I greet him, give you some. They're coming from Swazila. I mean, you are great. And before the late Israel Mosetla, and he was not alone there. He was with the Shekinah Mass Choir, and the title of the song, Uyinqele. It is 6 minutes just after 10. Where are you going? So know the time and be ready on time. Just helping you to get ready on time. I'm joined by Dr. Tlailani. On his besuk met Dr. Tlailani for the last year.
Yeah, of still has
to be. Do a honor and faith? I guess you say that.
Do a dozen, yeah. Faith. Okay. And 20.
Faith and 20. Yeah. Where did I get 100 from?
Africans can be very difficult and easy at the same
and
time.
And awesome at the same time. Yeah. And so this is our last bid.
Yeah.
We are saying goodbye for 2025.
Yes.
Are you ready for 2026 already?
Yeah, I was last month already.
You? With programs and all?
Yeah.
You're already scheduled?
At the hospital, we're drawing the whole hospital's program for right up to December next year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we're ready.
You're ready.
Yeah, it's just our bodies which need to not indulge too much in the festivity.
No.
Sleeping, going to work.
Because
of the after effects of festivity.
And we were talking about that kind of a lifestyle. We don't sleep, we don't eat.
Yeah.
Right. You grab anything, anywhere.
Anything that comes, yeah.
Traveling long distances without rest and hours. And lack of sleep as well. So, these can have a toll on the body, the mortal body.
Yeah, a lot. So that we are going to speak about the behavioral traits of people usually during this festive season. Mm-hmm. Undoubtedly, the festive season celebrations and gatherings lead to excessive consumption of food and drinks. That's when we really consume a lot of food. Even the dieters, they tend to misbehave and eat more than they always had to. However, the downside of wrong dietary choices threatens to leave a very bad taste in your mouth. Now, according to the World Health Organization, nutrition is a critical part of health and development, because unhealthy and excessive diets are major drivers of non-communicable diseases around the world. Now, these diseases will include something like heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and chronic lung disease, which are collectively responsible for about 74% of all deaths worldwide. The risk factors for this non-communicable disease are tobacco use, physical inactivity, and harmful use of alcohol and unhealthy diets, which cause devastating health consequences for individuals, families, and communities, and threaten the overall health system that we find in every country, especially our country. Our budget, health budget, really doesn't accommodate the irresponsible, unhealthy eating that predisposes us to acquiring this non-communicable disease. So the aim of having to be careful what to do during the festive season by not overindulging in food, overindulging in alcohol, overindulging in smoking, and not even having enough sleep. These are the things that will overburden the health sector.
Okay.
Going back, in the following year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because,
Do we experience this, like, every year that at the beginning there are people who are sick?
Yeah, there is.
Because of the lifestyle.
There's more admissions in January, all these non-communicable disease, because people misbehave. Some people don't even take their medication because they're so busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some people eat other things which they don't normally eat. And then that causes, you know, a disturbance.
Some even take drugs for the first time, right, alcohol for the first time.
See, it's Christmas. I'm going to have something to drink, you know. Now, the Heart Failure Society of South Africa, it zoomed in over indulgence and how to practice responsible eating during the festive season. And then they recommend the following. You must budget wisely.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you go and buy, budget very wisely. And then don't eat everything at a feast and at a party.
Yeah.
Don't say because there is all this. You know, I always see at funerals.
Yeah. Yo! You know, you have the red meat and the white meat and the potatoes and the rice and the pap and the ting and the beetroot and the...
I see a person putting rice, samp and ting in one plate,
you know?
And put a pumpkin and butternut all at the same time, you know, and cabbage and spinach.
Yes.
Everything inside there. So... Don't eat everything at those feasts. Choose whatever you want. You know? Now be choosy and spend calories judiciously on the foods that you love. You know, choose the ones that you love most. Can I clear my throat?
Okay, let's make sure that you, Dr. Tlelane, is able to clear his throat and so we can continue. But hey, this is what we see. This is what we see. Most of the times at the funerals, I'm one of those ladies who are dishing up.
Yeah.
So you would find a person dished up from the beginning to the end. Even the juice is so sweet.
Yeah.
And the cookies. And nothing is left out. But it's not only at the funerals.
Yeah.
At the weddings. We're going to have lots of weddings.
On all social gatherings, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then be choosy and spend these calories judicially. You're not going to overwhelm your body to metabolize them.
Mm-hmm.
And then drink some water between helpings. So if you have had your starters, a little bit of water in, you know, before you go for your main meal, and then thereafter have another glass of water before you go for your dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a party, don't stand next to the food table. Because you are going to end up...
Let me laugh. Because you want to gobble everything, I believe.
Yeah, you're going to end up having to want to gobble everything there.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't go out on an empty stomach if you're going to visit some other entertainment areas or something like that. And then wine, beer, and mixed drinks range from about 630 to 950 kilojoules. Now, these are real kilojoules. Now, if you drink alcohol, have a glass of water or iced tea or fresh fruit juice mixed with sparkling water in between the drinks, so just to neutralize the alcohol that you're taking. Not that I'm not encouraging drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
I know, I mean, I'm not speaking to Zalani as such. I'm also speaking to the drinkist out there, you see. Now, avoid alcohol and an empty stomach because this increases your appetite and diminishes your ability to control what you eat. To an extent, please avoid if you can. Put on your dancing or walking shoes when you are going to go out.
Okay.
And then because dancing and walking around is going to help you work off some of the holiday calories that you have put up.
You know, you mentioned two things that I want to say something about. I'm just thinking about the walking shoes themselves.
Yeah.
I think we need the right shoes as well. Yeah. When you're going out there, you're going to walk or you're going to be dancing.
They
have to be the right shoes. So last week, I used public services. And at some point, I was like, no, I can walk that distance. I don't need to take a taxi there, but I can walk.
Yes.
Ooh, I had the wrong shoes. I paid dearly because the shoes were wrong for that.
So make sure
that they are also, because they can affect your health as well.
That's right.
Your bones and everything else. And then you wonder what happened.
What happened? That's right.
You're wearing the wrong shoes. And you also mentioned never going out on an empty stomach when you're going out on social gatherings.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Dr. Taylor, what about the stores? Because we go to the stores with hungry stomachs, and then they are everything is on promotion.
Yeah.
You have these gentlemen and young these young men and young women standing there with T-shirts. They are selling whatever cookies and they are selling and whatever, and you taste everything.
Taste everything. In Setswana, we're tshwara pelo gago. So tshwara pelo gago.
Yeah.
Don't indulge.
So don't indulge, yeah, whether be it at stores or anything.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, and the other thing is at meals and parties, don't ignore fruits and vegetables. People tend to go for salty things, you know, and then overcooked, prepared foods, you know, like tin fish,
yeah,
you know, and beans, you know, those are healthy things, but that they are preserved and they're non-vegetable. Don't go for
so them. Avoid spikes.
Spikes.
Because it's right, very quick. That's right. That's you just mix victory, yeah, and then we eat.
Yeah. And then at a buffet, for instance,
yeah,
wander around the food table before putting anything in your plate, you know, so that you can have a wide choice of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, from the onset, like you said, that there will be a queue from left side. You just go, you know, one container after another, after another. Go around, check what's really going to be suitable for you, and then go for that.
Yeah.
You know? Now, by checking out all of your options, you might be less inclined to pile up items one after another, just like
how,
that.
So, how dangerous, Dr. Tlailani, are, because, okay, we tend to do this. Salt, we associate salt with blood pressure.
Blood pressure, yes.
Sugar, we associate it with
diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yes.
But how dangerous, like, because recently I've learned that salt is even dangerous for your kidneys. I wasn't even aware. So how important is it that we watch our salt and sugar intake?
I must say that's an important question.
The two ones, yeah.
It's very important.
Mm.
Look, both hypertension and blood pressure,
blood pressure and diabetes, yes.
Yeah, they will cause exactly the very same effects on the kidney.
Mm.
They will damage your glomeruli, and then you're going to end up with end-stage kidney disease.
Sure.
You'll end up in the hospital on dialysis.
Sure.
And you can't be permanently on dialysis because somehow you must get a kidney because they can't maintain you for more than 15 to 20 years on a dialysis.
Yeah.
You need a kidney. So it's very important to take care of the blood pressure, the diabetes, and the cholesterol, which you didn't mention, but, you know, it's worth mentioning.
And during this time, most of the food that we eat are so loaded.
Yeah, they're so loaded with sugar, with salt, with spices, and other things, you know. So before you can get sequelae of hypertension and diabetes, like strokes, if you're not careful, like blindness, for instance, like a heart attack or an angina, or you get persistent chest pains, not knowing what the problem is.
Yeah.
Or maybe going into renal failure, you know, kidney failure. Before you do that, please take care of your main things, hypertension, diabetes. Don't forget your medication. Drink that religiously.
Drink that religiously.
Yeah.
And for those who do not, who are not taking, but you should also be careful.
Also be careful,
eat.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
There is a certain diet which I'm going to recommend. It's called this DASH diet, which I'm going to recommend at a later stage if you still have time.
All right. But let's take a break, Dr. Tlailani, and then let's come back to talk to you some more on these.
Okay.
Yeah, the festive season. Yeah. We shouldn't just take it easy in Jay and we're like, khumnat.
That's right, yeah.
Still, be aware of your diet. Still be aware of your lifestyle.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
And that is Psalm 139. You know, all things coming there from the Rhema Worship. We are sitting on 27 minutes. Just after 10, you're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. I am Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm not alone. I'm with Dr. Abel Tlala. We're talking about healthy lifestyle during the festive season. We are looking at an all round of all of that, because that can affect our health. This is where we're at. My family, you can call in, ask your questions, share your comments. We'd like to hear from you. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. And you can also send us your WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Our SMS line, 37871. 37871. You can just send us a WhatsApp or an SMS message. With an SMS, do remember, you'll be charged 150 for your SMS. Just 150 for your SMS. But ask your questions, share your comments whilst Dr. Tlailani is still with us right here in studio. He will be going back to his practice, and you won't find him until later. You got questions? Do ask your questions. We would like, and any other medical issue that you have, or gynecological issue that you have, you can ask, and we will be able to can respond to you. But we're focusing on a healthy lifestyle, healthy living during the festive season. And so, Dr. Tlalani, you were going to talk about, you wanted to talk about that diet now, or...
Now, I think let's finish with it so that it will
yes,
be fresh in the
because
mind.
We are like, what? Diet?
Yeah.
Do you know we got so many diets, Dr. Tlalani? We got the cabbage diet. We got...
No, I'll give you a diet. No.
Where people are told, so you're eating cabbage for breakfast, lunch and supper, but you eat it cooked differently at every time.
Yeah.
Nothing
right.
else added on to
Yeah.
So what kind of diet is Dr. Tlalani talking about that we need to have during the festivities?
I'm going to talk about the DASH diet, which is diet against stroke and...
That's why it's called DASH.
Yeah.
Diet and, against...
Yeah, and then we have added the also cholesterol and renal. So, you know, these things is changing. These metabolic disorders is changing definitions, you know, on daily basis, you know, because there's so many complex things which you know, the scientists are discovering about the heart, the brain, the kidneys, the cardiovascular generally. But, we were just talking about what the World Health
Organization
was recommending. And then there is also our Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa, which echoes the very same sentiments and emphasizing striking a balance between well-deserved holidays whilst you are looking after your health. Now, they advise how to keep one's waistline in shape without spoiling the festive fun. Now, in the greater context, a couple of unhealthier meals will not make a difference as such, you know, a big difference. However, falling into bad habits over 2 to 3 weeks can cause weight gain, ruin any progress made during the year, and make getting back to your healthy habits that much harder. Because these 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks that we're going to take, it's going to take a toll on us now. Avoid an all or none approach. The key is to strike a good balance between a well-deserved holiday while still looking after your health by taking your medication and eating healthy. Mindful eating helps you to gain control over your eating habits and then avoiding weight gain and preventing some binge eating or something like that. Then during your meal, eat slowly. Appreciate your food.
Chew.
Yeah, you must chew. There are so many people, you know, the only person which doesn't appreciate his food is a python. It swallows its prey whole, doesn't even chew it. Gore, the stomach will take care of everything. Now, us as human beings, we must chew. We've got
taste.
The saliva. Yeah. You smell the food. You taste it.
I didn't know how dangerous it is not to chew your food until I saw it in my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. So, you know, children have got that tendency that if they don't like something, they're going to swallow it quickly.
Quick, yeah.
Not even chew. Yeah. They don't even want to touch
their
tongue.
They just want to get rid of that thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he did that with mushrooms, and only to find that there was a some form of accumulation of those mushrooms in his stomach that were not even getting digested because he has a low or a weak peristalsis. So he would release the very same, as clean as they are, as they were on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
It was so scary to see. And these were affecting his health until he could take all of it out, all of those out. Yeah. Then his health improved. It was so bad. I didn't know how dangerous it is not to chew your food.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And actually, it predisposes you to constipation, constipation at the same time, because you're not giving your stomach
an opportunity to just use the acids the right way, because now the teeth are chewing to help that whatever that goes in there
to soften
it's softened yes.
And then now some people just eat very fast. You know, there are some other people. By long bacha, very fast.
Gotta watch myself. Gotta watch myself.
Yeah. So the health, what you call the
heart says, appreciate and chew your food.
Yeah, you must chew your food. You know, appreciate. You know, look at the color of the pumpkin. Look at the color.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time. Then I'm telling you. You're going to hypersalivate, and then that's when it's going to be good for the food that you're going to be digesting.
Yes,
And it also cautions us against slagging on physical movement. You know, aiding that burning kilojoules while overeating can curb weight gain. So don't slack, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It also strongly advises that alcohol and sugary drinks be consumed in moderation alongside cold water. So don't just drink a lot of alcohol without at least mixing it with water. And some people say you can also take some juice, but not 100% juice. Take about 40. I think they're 40% juices. Yeah, not 100% juices. And then avoid binge drinking and aim for a few alcohol-free days per week. Don't just drink every day because, you know, it's festive season. And remember, don't drink and drive. That's one other thing. Because people tend to go overboard and then just drink and drink, having forgotten who, you know, drinking will cause you impairment of judgment.
Yeah.
And then you may cause a lot of accidents during that time.
Let's talk about also, before you continue there, as you're talking to drinking and driving, what about sleeping, Dr. Tlailan?
Yeah, sleeping is also very important in the sense that if you don't sleep enough, then you're going to predispose your hormonal balances to be imbalanced, let's put it that way.
Okay.
You know, your estrogens, your progesterones are going to be disturbed, and there is that hormone called, melatonin.
Yes, the melatonin that helps you to sleep.
To sleep, that's
yes,
right.
Yes,
that also gets disturbed. And then if that is disturbed, it's going to give you lots of headaches, lots of fatigues, lots of muscle cramps. And then you will not be able to be functional anymore. So sleeping is very good, at least minimum of 8 hours for an adult. If you're not sleeping, at least make it 6, but not less than that. I know there are some other people, you know, hard workers, you know, who are studying PhDs and all of you. They sleep 4 hours. That is not good. And then they augment their performance with this notorious
they drink.
Yeah,
I remember when we were at school, there were many who drink those things.
That's right.
Yeah, to try make themselves feel much better and awake and all. Yeah,
the body can adjust itself and then perform very well if it's given enough sleep.
Okay,
that is 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
So don't try to do anything, you know, to augment your daily activities by having lack of sleep.
Yeah.
So then...
Because what? Those things, would they have a negative impact on the body itself?
Yeah.
There are many people who live on that.
Yeah.
There are these ones that you get easily at stores that you would drink for energy and all. People drink those. So when one takes those for too long, and I'm just thinking, during this time of the year, most people would be drinking such. What happens in the long run? What can they trouble the health system in one's body?
Yeah, they do, because they've got a high content of caffeine, and caffeine is not good for your heart.
Okay.
You'll be getting palpitations.
Yeah.
And not only is it not good for your heart, it's also not good for your coronary arteries.
Okay.
Because what they do is to dilate the blood vessels in the brain, and then that's going to cause some side effects of excretion of fluids from the cerebral arteries into the brain. And you can easily get brain edema and then become fogged. That's why some of them, who, when they have taken this thing, have been sorted for over, let's say, have cross-nighted and then have taken that. They become non-functional the following day. They just get the blackout because the brain is edematous. They damage it with those things.
So and for then, somebody driving, taking that, let's say they're going to Durban, they drank that throughout the hours and hours.
And keep you awake for that time.
And then to make sure that I'm active when we get there at the ocean.
No, it's going to be the opposite.
Drink.
It's going to be the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah, it will keep you alert and everything for that period.
Okay.
But once the chain is gone, then the side effects start.
But now, most of the times, we take another dose of it,
which is very wrong. Now we are going to start damaging your kidneys.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we know that the kidneys are also vulnerable to caffeine.
Yeah.
If you've got too much caffeine, then the kidneys are going to be.
So they're very concentrated, high concentration of caffeine in those things.
Very, very, very.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we come to the dish diet that I wanted to encourage everyone to really go through it, there are things that you can take in moderation, and there are things that you shouldn't at all be taking. Let's just check here.
Some things like the food that you should eat. That you should avoid.
That you should avoid, and then that you should
stroke.
Eat. Yeah, stroke, hypertension
and then
renal failure, and also cholesterol. Bongi, I'm sorry, I don't know what's
your
wrong.
Throat.
I think
you're, you can take a break again. Oh my, the studio is very cold, so we understand that sometimes, the throat can be affected. And I'm just hoping that we are not tampering with Dr. Tlailani's health as Radio Pulpit and a cold studio today. And you're also trying to make your throat right by drinking something warm. We will try to have the studio becoming like a little bit warmer.
Okay. The things that you should be eating, they are vegetables, fruits, whole grain, fat-free, low-fat dairy.
Dairy products.
Yeah, dairy products. Don't take full cream. Yeah. I know people like full cream because of the taste thereof.
Yeah.
And then if you can afford, depending on the availability, goat's milk is the best. And then you must eat fish, poultry, and beans, nuts and seeds, and then vegetable oils. Don't prepare your food with animal fat.
Okay.
Try to use
vegetable like
oils like coconut,
olive,
sunflower.
Okay.
And all those. And then what you should limit is fatty meats. Wherever you prepare your, because people will be blind. Next to the real meat.
Especially with the bright one.
Yeah. That's right. And then.
What about boerewors? Shouldn't we avoid a lot of it? Because we're going to have lots and lots of boerewors as well during this time.
Yeah,
especially from the 16th onwards.
Yeah, that's right. No, Buddha also has got a lot of fat, actually. Uh-huh. And then if you can, try to get the lean meat. There is a lean meat one or something.
Oh, okay,
like that,
yes.
Avoid the pork one and avoid this beef mixed one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, because you don't even know what's inside.
Yeah, I know. When you look at it, you know, it stores there. You see those
the
white
fat.
Specks there. Yeah.
Yes.
And then they say, no, no, I'm going to bray it away and everything. It doesn't all go.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. It doesn't all go. We're coming back.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Tu nambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. And that is the Psalm of David, Psalm 23. Some scriptures say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But I love this one that says, I have everything I need because he shepherds me. And yes, indeed, he shepherds us. So those were sounds coming there from King Luger's My Shepherd. And we are sitting on 10 minutes. Just before we say goodbye to you and Germany, Yanni Belsa comes through, Matt Perspective and DK on the controls. And that will happen just after the 11 o'clock news bulletin. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Puti will be with you from 12 o'clock up until 3 o'clock on Heart to Heart. But right now with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, right here on Just For You, with you up until then, and not alone, but with Dr. Abel Tlailan, looking at healthy lifestyle during the festive season. Living a healthy lifestyle during the festive season. And we are also looking at the DASH diet, which is the diet against stroke and hypertension. You also mentioned other things.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, and I said earlier on, I said, I don't think we do understand cholesterol, because we think when a person is thin, everybody who's thin, I don't know if the thin is the right word. What is the right word? Lean?
Athletic.
Thin?
This is athletic. Yeah.
Yeah. We think they are healthy.
Yeah.
And as you say this and you're using the word athletic, I'm just thinking of one person who was very known. He was an influencer on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then during COVID, he died. And nobody could understand because, oh, he was healthy. What happened? He just dropped and died. He didn't get sick. Mm-hmm. He was not coughing. There was nothing. He just dropped and died. And nobody could understand. He might not have died because of COVID. It's just that he died during COVID times.
Yeah,
but it might have been that he had cholesterol, isn't it?
Yeah.
Issues.
Cholesterol is also, it is that fatty portion of the body.
Okay.
Which causes what we call atherosclerosis, meaning it plugs the blood vessels.
Oh, so it clogs them, and then
yeah,
the blood
them,
has
yeah.
a problem of passing through.
That's right. So okay. maybe that person could have had those atheroma which had already formed and then were not picked up in time.
Yeah.
And then being an athletic as such, the heart really needs a lot of blood to push them to, you know, whatever activity they're partaking in.
So if the arteries are like that, would it be dangerous
it's
to exercise?
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. It can give you stroke. It can give you clots, and then which were happening very often during COVID.
What are the signs? Do we have signs that one has cholesterol, or does it look like hypertension almost?
Yeah, that's right. You can get you can die from diabetes or hypertension because of the influence of cholesterol on either of them. You know, So sure. If you're hypertensive, for instance, you've got atheroma, you're going to speed up to get maybe strokes.
Okay.
Or blindness in blindness because of the blockage of your ophthalmic of the eye, the ophthalmic nerve.
Mm.
Yeah, and it can also clot the blood vessels of the renal of the kidney.
Mm.
More longer, the kidney suffers and then becomes dehydrated and it fails. So it affects almost every part of the body.
Mm.
We also have the joints sometimes in old people who can't metabolize cholesterol.
Mm.
It gets deposited in the fingers. Mm. And the fingers arthritis when it's not arthritis.
So you would have pain on your joints?
Yeah, you think you've got the rheumatoid arthritis or something like that. And then only to find that, no, it's not. It'll be treated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, with steroids and all these things. But there'd be no improvement. But if they do the cholesterol test in the blood and find it high, and they give you the statins, then you improve.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's very obscure. We don't talk much about it, but it is there.
Mm.
And then it causes complications
to
the existing renal function, hypertension, and diabetes.
Mm. Mm. Sure, Dr. Leland. So we need to really take good care of ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't have much time any longer. I think we got a minute or so to wrap up as well.
Yeah. Okay, what we can do is, agree we spoke about the fatty meat.
Yes.
Yeah. So the full fat diary. I keep on saying diary, I don't know. Okay, the full fat dairy foods, you know, the full cream ones and these yogurts and everything. Yogurt is a very good probiotic, but at the same time it can cause problems.
So you should go for the low-fat ones.
Yeah, the low-fat ones. And then the sugary sweetened beverages, anything carbonated, which has got, they've got too much sugar, those things. So you should avoid by all means or limit them.
Mm.
Now, sweets like ice creams and chocolates and all these sweets that they give us at after having...
Moderately so.
Yeah, eat them.
Or avoid.
I can see you like sweet things.
I'm trying my best not to stay away.
Yeah.
I've got police who are looking at me like, avoid.
Yeah, and the last but not least is the salt intake.
Uh-huh.
You know, salt, you know, I get poison.
Yeah.
It spoils,
those snacks.
Yeah. And then if you want to snack, don't snack on salty snacks.
Okay.
Like peanuts and Zimbas.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just take them plain like that. With that, I think we are heading for a very nice festive season.
Thank you.
Coming back in January healthy.
Healthy and productive.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kilani, for coming through and ministering unto us on these and raising the alarm to say, hey, we don't want you coming for health reasons because of your lifestyle in January. So take good care of yourself, and it's possible to do that. May God keep keeping you and have a beautiful crossover. Enjoy the festive season, Dr. Kilani.
Thank you very much. I just want to wish our family out there a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. I'll be speaking to you next year.
Thank you. Okay. And he is Dr. Tlailani. He's available until which day are you available?
Up to the 23rd, I think.
Until the 23rd. He's available after hours between 6 and 9 on 078-738-2694. It's 078-738-2694. From me and Dr. Tlailani, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you. And we are signing out with the sounds of Kirk Franklin. He's Not Alone. This is a request there by Dr. Tlailani and the families. Kirk Franklin and the family, now behold the lamp. Bye-bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.